All right, thanks very much. Well, welcome everybody. I declare this extraordinary meeting of the Central Tablelands County Council open, and welcome everyone to the meeting, and welcome those who are listening out to the audio report of this meeting. I'd like to acknowledge the Wiradjuri people, the traditional custodians of the land on which we're all sitting at the moment, pay my respects to their elders past and present. I'd also like to mention that this meeting is being recorded, and the basis on which it's being recorded is set out in the business papers, including commentary in relation to liability for inaccurate and defamatory statements. I'll move straight through to the agenda. First item on the agenda is apologies. Gavin, do we have apologies?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, we have an apology from Councillor Paul Best and also Councillor Kevin Walker.
Thank you. Someone move that they be accepted.
I'll move.
Lurken, thank you, and Councillor Newstead. Thank you very much. I accept. Assume that's all accepted. We move on to reports of staff. There's one thing I should mention at this stage, after discussion with the General Manager, that item two, the proposed committee of a whole item dealing with the Carcorp water filtration plant has been withdrawn from the meeting. That will be dealt with at a subsequent meeting of the council. We move to item number one, the financial statements. Gavin, would you like to just take us through this?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. As councillors would be aware, through their own GP councils and also through being a councillor on Central Tablelands Water, each year we're responsible for submitting annual financial reports or completing annual financial statements in accordance with the Local Government Act, and in particular Section 413, Part 1. So this report is, we've got to get the chairman and the deputy chairman, as well as myself as a general manager and responsible accounting officer, to sign off on the draft financial statements before they go to audit through the audit office. So this report is presenting the draft statements to the councillors and seeking their concurrence to proceed to audit of those reports. So with that, I also want to acknowledge the efforts of John Stewart, our financial contractor, who has assisted us this year in compiling the financial statements together with our CTW staff. So I'd like to thank you, John, for helping us out at such short notice, and we really do appreciate it.
Thanks, Gavin. I'd just also like to thank all the staff who supported me. Most of it was done remotely, particularly Debbie, who dragged out information and for me, so was made the exercise much easier.
Yeah. Thank you, John, and could you please note the thanks from all the councillors for what you've done to help us through all this.
Thank you.
Okay, councillors, are there any questions? You note also that what we're doing is endorsing the movement in the restrictions, which are listed in note 7C to the draft accounts. So any questions from councillors? The full copy of the financial statements was distributed separately. I've got just one question. From my quick skim through the accounts, so the thing I was interested in, and John, this has probably been a bit of a tricky thing, was the fact that we, very unusually, maybe for the first time ever, we did estimated meter readings for the last reading of the year. And so I was just looking at the part of the accounts dealing with revenue from water charges. It states that our accounting policy, this is on page 17, the user charges and fees, which includes water sales, are recognised as revenue when the service has been provided. After the water's passed the point of supply, usually the water meter, and the actual usage has been determined by a meter reading. That's what our policy says. So my only question is, should we, for this particular set of accounts, make some sort of note that unusually council adopted a policy to estimate water consumption based on, I think it was the average of the previous something or other, and make that clear in the little note in relation to the accounting policy regarding revenue recognition for water sales.
No problem. If council wishes for me to put that in, that's quite easy to do. I'll just make some reference to COVID for the reason it happening, and we can slot that in and just let Leanne know that there's been a minor change just to the wording, and for them to get the most updated copy of the statements.
I feel that the statement we've got in there at the moment is not quite
accurate. Yeah, no, that's fine.
Yeah. Gav, do you think that's something we could do?
Yeah, I agree with that, David. I think it should be noted regarding the estimation for that final quarter. I think that should. Yeah.
And make a reference to the fact that it was due to COVID. And the security and safety issues of actually physically going out and reading meters. And you might be able to probably just for fullness refer to the basis on which it was estimated. I forgot what that was now, but whatever it was.
Have some
weight. I'll talk to you a bit later about that, Gav. I'll give you a call a bit later this afternoon just to get the basis of it, if that's okay.
Yeah, that's fine, John. No problem.
All right, well, I think we haven't yet had anyone moving this item, so I'd call for someone who'd like to move the recommendation. Councillor Newstead, thank you. Seconded, Councillor Benbrick, thank you very much. Any more questions or comments on this item? Well, in that case, I'll put it to the vote. Those in favour, declare carried. Thank you very much, and that finishes the business of this meeting, so thank you for your attendance. I look forward to seeing or hearing you all at our next meeting. Thank you.
Thanks, Dave.